At the 2012 Agronomics Conference, I'm visiting with Paul Jorger. And Paul, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do and where you're from.
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm in Minnesota and spent several years in different positions. And currently I'm with John Hancock in Boston, working as a director of asset management and a vice president.
Wonderful. Well, I want to congratulate you, as I understand you are the new president for ASFMRA. And how does that feel to now be the president?
Well, it's pretty humbling, and it's quite an honor for my peers to select me in this, and I'm looking forward to do the best I can to serve them. But it's a lot of help around. There's a lot of talent, and I think that we have a lot of things to accomplish. In fact, I know we do this next year, and we have it's an aggressive agenda, but I believe we'll get to the end of it in the next 12 months.
What are some of the things that you see kind of on the forefront that you'll be working on or needing to work on behalf of your members?
One of the things is that in any organization, keeping and then gaining membership is an important piece. And we're spending a lot of time now on a value statement, whereby we can easily inform people exactly what we do in a matter of a minute or two. And it's because of its intangible or conceptual kind of benefit, it's a little bit harder to grasp, and people have to trust. And it's one of the things that it's easy to say, hey, you got to get involved to be very happy with your decision, and that takes a leap of faith. So we're working a lot on that. We have some infrastructure that we need to develop in terms of software enhancements to better allow us to mine and manage our membership. In terms of if 10 people took one class last year, and this next class would be a good fit for them, it's easy now to go in and send an email, a letter to those folks and say, hey, please consider this. And so it helps all of us who are very busy to get a friendly reminder and say, you know what, hey, thanks for thinking of me, and you know what, I will take that class.
So with the your involvement and the accreditation you've achieved, what has that meant to you personally and professionally?
You know, that's a good question. It took a lot of time to get it done, and it's a recognition in the marketplace that those of us who have gone through accreditation have taken time and effort to try to be one step above in terms of our commitment to our profession. It also puts us at a higher level of accountability, and that we're ready to accept and share. The other thing I've done is, once I got my accreditation, I also taught and helped others become accredited, and that's more gratifying than anything else. So each year we're bringing on about 25 more accredited members into our organization, and they've worked hard, and they have the experience to do it, and they represent our organization in a very professional manner.
Well, we're kind of nearing the end of this year's conference. What do you think so far?
You know, it was outstanding. We had a 13-member group called our program committee, and I was fortunate to chair that group early this year. It took about 60 days to finish our program, and it's been outstanding. We've had three economists taking ag economists from three different views, which was kind of interesting, and that people have been just very ecstatic, our members and guests so far. We're going to finish the day today talking about what's going to happen with this political scene in next week, and then one of our classics and another ag economist is Lowell Catlett, who adds an element of truth and humor and brings us all to a smile as we depart here on noon and go back to our respective business places and do our best to advance our profession.
Well, we're going to look ahead to next year. I understand we're going to go west.
Yes, Reno will be a great venue for us next year, and the committee for next year in terms of program committee is already working and putting together another slate of speakers. We had over 30 speakers this year on our conference, and we're able to depart a lot of information, and we have a lot of great industry corporate partners, and we couldn't do it without them, and just want to say thank you to all of them that have been part of our organization and continue to be.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Paul Jorger. He is the new president for ASFMRA. Glad to meet you, Paul, and thank you for allowing me to have this time with you. Here from the Agronomics Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.